Erica Morgan, a Good Traveler Program Champion, subtitled A Very Simple Way to Offset Your Carbon Footprint, Episode 12, Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast.
I'm Mayela Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tiny Climate Challenge. I'm super excited to introduce you to Erica Morgan. She's a dear friend and a wonderful colleague, and she is our challenger for this episode. She's here to talk about carbon offsets, and I'm going to give her a chance to introduce herself and explain her challenge to all of us.
Great. Thank you, Mayela. I'm really pleased to be here. I am an independent clean energy consultant, and I have been since the mid-90s for quite a long time, since before there was much of a clean energy industry. And for most of my career, I lived on the East Coast in Massachusetts and the great state of Maine. New England was my stomping ground, and I traveled all over the Northeast doing my clean energy consulting. In 2011, I had an opportunity to move to San Diego to join the startup crew of a national solar installer that unfortunately did not start up.
Oh, no.
Nonetheless, we stayed in San Diego, but have lots of friends and colleagues and connections and reasons to go back to the East Coast a lot. The result being that I travel a good deal. And this has been a source of concern to me, in part because through my work as a clean energy consultant, I know a bit about offsets and renewable energy credits and all of these tradable tools that we have used over the last 20, 30 years to bring renewables into greater and greater economic use. But still, as a climate person, someone passionately concerned about what we are doing to our climate and the challenges we have to address that damage, mm-hmm. I worry a lot about my airplane travel. So the challenge that I've taken for myself is to offset that impact. And again, I know a little bit about offsets, probably enough to be dangerous, but I also know that not all offsets are created equal. So my challenge was to offset my travel, and initially it was air travel, but it doesn't have to be air travel.
True.
In such a way that I feel good about it. And I have been able to do that, and I would challenge any of you out there to do the same. Shall I just introduce the program that I ended up using? And it came to me as I sat in the airport at the San Diego International Airport. It's the Good Traveler Program run through Rocky Mountain Institute.
Yes.
And there are multiple reasons why I ended up choosing that form of offset, first of which was that it was right there on the webpage at the airport. Thank you very much. The airport folks who pulled that all together, but also because I know and respect Rocky Mountain Institute. And I know that not all offsets are created equal. And I know that what happens to the money you put in the offset matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the Rocky Mountain Institute, having known the founder and watched the trajectory of that organization for lo these many decades. I trust what they do. And I know that what they're doing with the offsets I purchase is creating projects that have environmental benefits that would not happen any other way. I also know that there are certifying agencies around offsets, mm-hmm. That make sure that the money you pay into the program is actually going where you think it's going, and that the projects that are being supported through your offsets are again doing something that wouldn't happen otherwise. So those are all good reasons why I thought that was a great program. And it's super simple to do.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because there's a lot that you just mentioned. So I want to unpack this a little. As a good traveler, let's unpack this little suitcase here.
Right, exactly.
So first of all, I have to say that when we were talking about this podcast and the different challenges that I had available, I got really excited when you mentioned that you had been using the Good Traveler program. And the reason for that is, and I already had an interview with the guest experts for this topic on the Good Traveler, one of which is my husband, Paul Manassian, and the co-founder of the Good Traveler, his name's Steve Statler. So both of them, they conceived of the idea of the Good Traveler. My husband did when he was director of environmental affairs at San Diego International Airport, and he teamed up with Steve Statler in order to make this a reality. And so, and you didn't know this, and
no,
we were talking
I did not
about
know
this.
This.
Yeah.
At all. this is delightful.
So this was a really fun surprise, and I got to tell you, you're not the first person to tell me that you've excitedly been using a carbon offset program when you travel called the Good Traveler, and so I always just kind of like snicker because I go, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Paul's, you know, idea has become a reality and is catching on. And it's actually, there are 10 airports nationwide now that are all Good Traveler partners. So that's very exciting to see. So I guess let's just start from the beginning of your travel though. So you get to the airport. Had you ever used any other carbon? Because there are other nonprofits companies out there that offer carbon offsetting. So I'm just curious, had you ever used any other organization or entity?
In the past, I have for other non-travel purposes.
Okay.
So it was in that context that I have learned about GreenE and some of the other certification programs for offsets, because those can be used in a purchasing context. If someone wants to basically offset the impacts of their products, mm-hmm. of their manufacturer, there are ways to do that. So I was familiar with some of that. Mm-hmm. But the only offset I've ever used for travel purpose has been the Good Traveler.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I have used it a couple of times.
Yeah. There actually was another organization who offers carbon offset. Well, there's several, but there's one in particular that I was using before the Good Traveler ever came to be. And so I was a bit skeptical when my husband said he was going to create this new, and I was like, well, why would you do that? There's already others that exist. But obviously he's smarter than I am, and
he prevailed. So
yes.
We're glad he did.
And I'm so grateful. So, okay. So this was your first time. And then how long have you been using the Good Traveler program for?
So I travel at least twice a year to the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
So a long trip.
Yeah.
And
how many miles is that?
You know, that's a really good question, and I should have looked it up before I got here, but it's thousands.
Yes.
I'm going to say 3,000 or 4,000.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
Well, and the reason why I ask is because the Good Traveler charges per mile,
yes.
right?
It's not per mile. It's per increment of miles. And so I had used it in May when I traveled the first time, mm-hmm. and then had all the account information already logged in on my system as I sat there in the airport here in August and did it again. But what you learn through the Good Traveler website and repeated use is that it's not just for air miles.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some number of air miles that an offset will you know, offset. And then you can also apply it to, car mileage,
yes.
for example. So I think, and I'm not sure I remember this correctly, but I think it was some number of air miles, but like 400 car miles per offset.
Mm-hmm.
And each offset was only $2.
Yeah.
So it's a really small amount. As I was sitting there in the airport getting ready to go to Boston, I'm looking at, okay, what is it going to cost me to offset this whole trip? And, you know, to do that entire trip and the return, so round trip, was $14.
Wow.
And I think to myself, that is such a bargain. Mm-hmm. There is a school of thought that says, well, you should just not travel that way rather yes. than try to offset it. And so I'm buying for my $14 a level of non-guilt that I should be, you know, better off not having. But I think if you can't not travel, or you don't have the luxury of taking a solar-powered sailboat across the ocean mm-hmm. or whatever less impactful travel methods there are, then an offset tool like this, a program like this, is definitely worth it.
I absolutely agree. Let's talk about how easy or how difficult was it for you to purchase the carbon offset?
It was super easy, mm-hmm. in part because as you're sitting there signing into the Wi-Fi at the San Diego International Airport, it comes right up.
Oh, wow.
It's right there, and you can just click into it. And it, I think thegoodtraveler.org, because I've been telling my friends where to go for it, is the actual URL for the offer itself. And it's linked through San Diego and, as you said, a bunch of other airports. So it's super easy. And then there's a little calculator there. I said, where are you going? And, you know, what do you want to do? So you input your data and make a purchase. It couldn't be easier, really.
Yes.
And so my daughter lives in Toronto, you know, I have family in Houston and the East Coast and all over the place. I'm saying, do this. Mm-hmm. Just do this.
And the cool thing is you don't even have to be flying out of San Diego or any of these 10 other airports that are currently using this program, but it can be for travel anywhere. And as you said, mm-hmm. even car miles as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I was just looking at that this weekend. You know, we don't drive much living downtown as we do. We walk a lot. But I did put 4,600 miles on that little, you know, car last year. And I could offset that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Actually, that reminds me of a great podcast conversation that I had with my podcast wizard and producer, John Beathen. And we had a great conversation about how he minimized his driving for a year by being more mindful about his driving habits. But he still did a little bit of driving. And you're right. He could have offset that. We all have that opportunity and that chance to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So was there anything that you felt was challenging or could be easier, or did you have any questions, anything that came up around that?
I don't think so. I particularly appreciated this Good Traveler program mm-hmm. because it was so cinchy, so very easy. And that, I think, is very helpful.
Yeah.
Many people are not really tuned into the impact of their cars and their, you know, commutes and yeah. their air travel in particular. So I think a very simple tool like that is a big step. It's a big, yeah.
I have purchased these carbon offsets from their website, and it is really easy to do. And there's all these little drop-down menus that say, where are you flying from? Where are you going to? And then it calculates the air miles for you, and then it tells you how much it costs. And I want to say it's like $2 per 1,000 miles, maybe, something like that.
I think it's $2 per offset. And I think my travel from West Coast to East Coast was 7 offsets.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many miles that represents, but
actually, I have an idea. Why don't we go there now? Mm-hmm. And
it's thegoodtraveler.org, because I've had my husband was telling somebody about it and we couldn't find it because they just put yes. in Good Traveler. And no, you got to have the in there.
So you go to their website and then their homepage, you go to, yep, that's it, goodtraveler.org. You go to buy. And then you can calculate. So the departure airport is San Diego. So that's San. And you can just put in the initials if you want, or you can type out the whole airport name. Mm-hmm. Here, I'm doing this on my little phone right now. So San Diego. And then you were going to Boston.
I was going to Boston. B-O-S.
B-O-S. I love Boston. Logan Airport. Calculate offsets. So you click that. So your trip is 5,194 miles round trip of flying. And then it tells you, you need to buy 6 offsets.
Right.
Or right. Then it says, or you can just purchase a single $2 purchase offsets the carbon you release in 1,000 miles or of flying or 400 miles of driving. Yeah. And then it tells you the equivalent. That's equivalent to about 344 pounds of carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to purchase all 6 offsets if you don't want to. You can just, it gives you the option of just purchasing a single $2 purchase. But if you wanted to offset your trip, which we will say we're going to do, you're right, that comes to $12.
Yeah, and I think when I was 14, that was because we actually were going to Portland, Maine.
Added a few miles
for another offset.
Nice. All right. And then at this point, you just proceed to checkout. You put in your billing details, which includes your credit card. And you can also do this through PayPal. They have, you can go to PayPal on here, which is super cool. So, and that's it. And then you're all done. And then how do you feel afterwards?
I felt pretty good. I felt that, this was a small thing I could do. And I believe that it does make a difference in that if enough people will purchase an offset like this, even though some people say, okay, well, everybody else on that plane is not buying an offset. That's true. Mm-hmm. But as more and more of us do, the benefits to the organization that is pooling this purchase of offsets and then investing that capital in projects that wouldn't otherwise happen, that is a good thing. So I liked doing it, and I've told my family and everybody else that they need to do it too.
So you completed the challenge.
I completed the challenge. And the other thing is that for the holidays, as the holidays approach, this is a very good time to be thinking about your travel. We have in the past, driven from San Diego to Houston. And I'm like, oh, I so wish I had offset that.
Yeah.
You know, so even if it's a small trip, like up to San Francisco, you know, those little trips and those little offsets add up.
Yes. And you make a great point. Just because you're the challenger and you completed a challenge doesn't mean that there are no other challenges to be made, right? So I think we can challenge our listeners with this.
I consider that my challenge is to challenge my family and to do what we can collectively offset. So
I think
it's a bigger challenge than one trip.
I think that's fantastic. I will say that there is a couple things that I brought up in my conversation with Paul Manassian, my husband, and Steve Statler, co-founders of The Good Traveler. And I know that Rocky Mountain Institute is now running the program, but I thought it would be great if at some point in the future, the benefits of these carbon offsets came back to the local community in which the trip originated. So say you're flying from San Diego International Airport, you purchase carbon offsets. Wouldn't it be great if somehow they could allocate, create some local renewable energy projects in the community in which the trip originated from? I don't know. It's just
I think that's a great idea. And I suspect that they have the ability to track how many people from, you know, who originate in San Diego are actually buying offsets. And if that number got a lot larger,
yeah,
then there would be much more of a probability that they would do something like that or could do something like that.
Because I know sometimes people, you know, they have a little heartburn about purchasing carbon offsets that go towards a reforestation project that's, you know, in some other part of the country or world. And they're like, well, you know, mm-hmm. I'm helping, but I'm not really helping here where I live. Mm-hmm. So that was one thought I had. And then another thought that I would be cool is if you could allocate where your carbon offsets went to. So they have a wind turbine project, and then they have a reforestation project. And I mean, maybe you're more passionate about reforestation than you are wind turbines. So that would be kind of cool, as you could allocate, you could say where you want your money to go to.
I think both of those are great suggestions. And I think a lot of it probably is influenced by the volume of the offset sale through the program. And I also, this is part of what for me was important about the Good Traveler program, and the fact that it is run by Rocky Mountain Institute now. And that is, I trust those guys to have a portfolio of projects, not just energy projects, but a whole host of other climate things like reforestation and in parts of the world, so that they are going to know where we get the biggest bang for our dollar. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to be in that decision, but I like the idea that someone is thinking in those ways, so that if it is more beneficial to be replacing trees in the Amazon, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And that's a very simple solution that we overlook.
Yeah.
You know, we always think about these more expensive technological advances, but really planting trees goes a long way.
Yep.
To helping solve our climate crisis.
And yes, so much of that is needed. And
well, very cool. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about the Good Traveler program?
I think we've pretty much covered it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come in and talk about it, because I think it's super exciting that you have the history you have with this program. I did not know that. And yet I think it was a fantastic idea, and I'm glad I stumbled across it and have been able to use it.
So you mentioned you're grateful for the challenge. I'm super grateful for you. I know I've shared this with my listeners before. I have 3 G's. Those are my core values that I live by. They are gratitude, gentleness, and generosity. And I often tell people that those are my 3 G's, not because I'm perfect at them, but because I strive to be better at them. And so I actually have been remiss on this podcast lately in not properly thanking my guests and my fabulous podcast producer, John Beathen. So I want to make sure that in wrapping this show up, that I give a great gratitude to both you, Erica, for being an incredible challenger and completing your challenge, and to John Beathen for just being an awesome podcast wizard and helping to make this my dream of having a podcast come true. So I really appreciate that. I'm Maella Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate. Sending you lots of eco love. Take care. Bye.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.